A small group gathered early in the morning outside the McDonald's on Biscayne Boulevard and 35th Street. They're protesting low pay and calling for a $15 minimum wage. But researcher Cynthia Hernandez was there representing her concern about the intersection of low-wage jobs and wage theft. She helped pen a new study for FIU's Institute on Social and Economic Policy.
It basically shows that, you know, if we want to have a robust economy, if we want our workers to be able to sustain themselves, not depend on public subsidies, and basically help the economy circulate, we need to do something about this growing problem of wage theft.
Wage theft happens when employers withhold pay from employees. Sometimes that happens when they don't pay overtime or round down the number of hours an employee worked. The study calculated that over the past 5 years, more than $85 million was withheld from workers across the state. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.